Eddie, you good?
Yeah. Kevin, want to come in, or is he busy?
You can just come in whenever.
Okay.
Banging it.
Is Abby on this one?
I don't think so.
What about the truck drivers?
Bring them in. Bring them in.
No, don't worry about it. Is my mic on?
Hello? Check. Check.
Oh, I had it all the way down.
See. No.
Not.
See.
That's the thing. I'll do it all live.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Star Losers! What's up, everyone? We are without Lunchbox again today, but it's me, Eddie. I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's, don't know the what's.
It's Sizzle from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live in West Nashville with Baser. It's going to change soon. We're thinking either North Nashville or Music Row. I'm not going to be living close to where I work. Don't get any ideas.
I don't know what that means.
You never want to tell your office you live next to work. I'll be living on Music Row, far, far from work.
Although there was a dude that used to work here, and I would see him walk home for lunch every day and be back. And I'm like, that's badass.
You talking about Kitty?
No, dude, you hated that dude. Remember, he stole your strudels.
I think that dude walked because he was homeless.
Okay, coach. He wasn't homeless.
He's the one that stole my food. Who the hell steals people's food, coach?
And even worse, he lived right down the street, coach. He could have gotten his own food right down the street, but he didn't. He stole your food.
We have somebody special on the podcast today. It is Boston Rob. He is a Boston Red Sox fan. Introduce yourself and welcome to the little show.
You are Boston Rob, by the way.
Boston Rob, that's what we're going with here? Okay, can I ask where that came from there, Ray?
The dude on Survivor.
You think I watched Survivor?
Exactly. This guy's actually watched Survivor. That crap. No one.
Okay, well, he was the most popular Survivor guy of all time. I can't believe you don't know Boston Rob.
Hey, if Boston Rob comes on today and just kills it, he's like sports dude, because you came from like sports radio, right?
Yeah, Fox Sports Radio in L.A.
Oh, in La La Land.
In La La Land.
Like legit.
Sherman Oaks. Good old Sherman Oaks.
What were you doing there?
Producing, editing, producing for the last couple of years before I came here.
Were you ever on air?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was never like the host or anything, but yeah, I was a producer on air, kind of like the scuba they do here. They bring you on, ask your opinion on certain stuff, certain topics. Yeah.
On what shows?
I worked mainly the Ben Maller show. He's overnight, so I don't know if you know who he is. I did a little bit of work on the Clay Travis show, even. I'd fill in for that. And The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Damn.
And Jason Smith show.
Okay.
And
wrap him up.
Yeah, Arnie Spanier. I mean, you want to keep going here?
What about Cowherd?
I edited for Cowherd.
Did you ever meet him?
I didn't. No, I never went to the. That's a totally different set.
Oh.
You know, the radio and the TV side.
Got him.
But I did do some work for Cowherd.
I will say this. Eddie and Lunchbox at times, too, acts like there's such a high standard for this show. I go, Eddie, we should get the Boston Rob kid on and talk about the Boston Red Sox. And Eddie's like, are you sure? Are you sure he's going to be okay? Lunch would have said the same thing.
No.
I don't know. Are these people ready for podcast life? Have my cat on the podcast. Like, there's no standards for a podcast. Bay comes on and kills it.
There's no way. I can't. Oklahoma is not that good.
Guys, if you want to know the prerequisite to be good on a podcast, you've got to know the English language or whatever language you know it fluently. And then also... turn your mic off when you cough. Have decent thoughts. They don't even have to be well thought out, and you can be on a podcast.
Like, we're getting a rundown here from Ray, aren't we?
This
is the podcast lesson 101.
The podcast pro.
Yeah, yeah, apparently. I didn't know I was coming on to get lessons today.
No, listen, coach. The only reason I said, ooh, I don't know if so what are we going with, Kevin or Boston
Just
Rob?
Just call him Kevin.
Okay. Kevin.
Hey,
real
guys,
name Kevin.
Sometimes you make a stupid nickname and it doesn't stick.
Because it belongs to someone already.
Survivor? I don't think I've seen Survivor since 2001.
I didn't even watch it then.
I think that was the first season.
But look, this is what I was worried about. Like, if Kevin comes on and just kills it, like, he's just like sports radio dude, like, knows what he's talking about. He's the real sports genius.
Why was that loud?
Can you imagine how pissed Lunchbox would be?
Hey.
Dude, if Twitter went crazy and everyone's like, dude, screw Lunchbox, we need freaking Kevin on this.
It's almost like the Tom Brady coming in when Drew Bledsoe gets knocked out,
dude,
right?
I was a Bledsoe fan. That was brutal.
Hey, I have a Bledsoe jersey till this day.
I did too?
Yeah?
But I have Bledsoe
Cowboys. Are
you
going to wear it on Sunday when they beat the Cowboys? Or
no.
What?
All right, I don't have the Bledsoe Bledsoe jersey.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Cowboys.
I played for the Cowboys for one season. Hey, talk about jerseys that you're like, why the hell did I buy that?
It's all right. I got a Darrell Revis jersey. Oh. I'm like, yeah, it's probably not a good idea.
Hey, but can you imagine, Coach?
What?
Sore Losers Nation going, just tweeting, and then you got Lunchbox at home eating his meal train.
Dude, do not mention meal train.
Hey, and then
I got scolded.
He gets on Twitter and it's like, Kevin was great. Bring Kevin back. That's the real sports genius.
Sorry, Box.
Hey, so Lunch cornered me at an event and he goes, hey, I heard that you did the meal train for 30 minutes. And he was upset about it. And I told him we didn't have anything else to talk about and it ended up just being funny.
Yeah.
And he goes, and you didn't even really mention Bama getting upset. Well, if people turned on their TV and they bleed red, they most likely saw that Bama lost. It was the headline of every television channel.
But I have a question. What are you supposed to say to that? And Kevin, I'll bring you in, dude. You're the sports genius. Like, what are you supposed to say to
my title?
Texas A&M shockingly beats Bama.
Like, what do you mean? What, like,
as a sports radio guy, say you're a producer.
Yeah.
Guys, how do we approach
this? What's our angle here?
Everyone knows they beat that Bama got beat,
yeah,
right?
And I think that the day alone, there were so many close games, so many upsets. You know, you had like even the Iowa and Penn State game was a great game. It was a crazy day in the sports world as it was. But everyone also thinks, okay, well, at one point, Bama's going to be there at the end of the year again anyway, so it doesn't really matter. Like, let's be honest here, right?
Yeah.
So I agree with that. But yeah, you got to touch on it and just say, hey.
The cool thing
is
Bama
lost.
That you got to say the three words to everybody at the house party you were at.
Boomer.
Down goes Bama. I mean, the whole night, you would just kind of, conversation would run into a lull if you're, like, talking to a chick. We were at a house party. There was 10 dudes, 10 chicks, you know. Sometimes you just didn't have anything to say, and I'd just be like, hey, down goes Bama. Oh, hey, how's it going? Down, I mean, that's the thing.
So you hadn't seen him in a while. You say, what's up, and then you say, down goes Bama?
Or me and Dodd would be sitting on the patio. We'd, like, run out of stuff to talk about. I'd be like, hey, Dodd. Down goes Bama.
There you go.
Yeah, you want another one? Yeah, dude, give me another one.
Yes.
Hey, well, my brother-in-law, huge Aggie, like his whole families are Aggies. Like they're all just like whatever. Whoop, A&M, whatever. And he said he was at a party, and they just had the game on. He was like, I wasn't really watching because like what, like they're not gonna win this game anyway. So he kept looking at the TV, and he's like, holy crap, man, like. They're not coming back. Like,
yeah.
We could actually pull this off. So then the whole party stopped. Like, do we have to watch the fourth quarter? Like, what is happening right now? And then they all realized what was going on. And like, holy crap, still can't believe it.
Well, I think that's the thing, too. You didn't really want to believe it until there was like 2 minutes left. A&M scored that last touchdown on that awesome throw by Calzada. And then you're like, oh, wow, they might actually do this.
Yeah.
Because you never really believe it. It's one of those things where it's like Bama's always there. Bama may be trailing it by 14 second quarter. They're going to come back and just smoke them in the second half. But they actually pulled it off.
And not only was it David Goliath because Bama's so big, but also Calzone and the whole A&M offense. Their offense has been anemic. And basically you thought, I mean, there's no chance in hell. And then the fact that they just racked them and they just hung up a pair of nuts on the wall and said, we're going to beat Bama for all of America. That is what it really was. Calzone hasn't been good. He scored one touchdown all season.
I think he played one game, Coach.
And he broke his leg, Coach. And then he went up and hung a pair of nuts on Bama.
He was thinking of the guy that wasn't playing.
That got hurt.
Same
in the first
guy,
game.
Both quarterbacks.
Hunter or something.
Okay,
or,
Coach. Both quarterbacks.
Hey, one broke each leg.
Ray, were you shocked when you turned on the game and Mond wasn't playing?
I felt like he was there for 10 years.
I did too. Mond was the quarterback for A&M for 10 freaking years. Dude. And then we talked about, Lunch is stupid. We did talk about this game because we talked about Johnny Manziel being there too. Like, an idiot. Like,
yeah.
Well, obviously he gets field pass whenever he goes to the A&M games. Why not take advantage of it? But also, it's nostalgic. He's the one that brought down Bama 10 years ago.
Yeah, they showed
That's the game we know. Well, Coach, I'm not watching the little tribute pieces they do. I was hammering beers. But, yeah, so that's the thing. It's like that's a game you go to because that's when Johnny Manziel showed up because of Down Goes Bama.
At what point?
And that's a T-shirt, Rambay Designs.
Okay. Sizzin.
Where do we get that at?
Sizzin. Can you do that, Coach, since he's the real starter of Sizzin?
Sizzin?
Yeah. Hey, so is there a point where, like, the school is like, all right, you were badass when you were here 10 years ago. Like, you were, but you sucked after that. Like,
no, because he did so much for them just beating Bama alone.
He'll
always get the pass.
Coach, it's not just
anyone,
any player. He was one of the top five most noteworthy. Every female knew who Johnny Football was because guess what? He brought excitement to the game. Maybe his stats weren't this or that. He didn't play for a top two program, but he was the excitement college football is all about, and he's always be top five until we die, hands down. So, yes, he can go to any field level. He'll always go back to games. Johnny motherfucking football, dude.
Sizzin.
I heard he goes to parties and introduces himself. I'm Johnny fucking football. No, that's Patrick Reed.
And he goes down, goes bam.
Now, Johnny Manziel's more a little bit zen now.
Oh, he is? Yeah. No, he was all partying on the side, wasn't he?
No. He still parties, but he's more about where people didn't understand him. And he said, I found happiness. So he didn't make it in the NFL. And his new thing is he's got a podcast, Ball Don't Lie. And he's more of a deep thinker. And he goes, I was doing all this stuff. I wasn't happy that. Now he's found an inner peace where he's content with his life. Like, first, it probably sucked. He was supposed to be a star in the NFL. He didn't even have a cup of coffee, and I'll hang up and listen.
Kevin, you're so we're by sportual show. A lot of chicks listen to this show.
Okay. I can tell. Dudes, no, I chicks, can tell. Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
How's it going? Yeah. I'm by sportual. Yeah. What's your name?
Is that a new gender now?
So we'll post a picture of you and put it on Twitter and Instagram and all that.
Kevin, okay. Take all off right. Your shirt. Let me get a different angle. Eddie, hot dog or hamburger?
If the ladies are like, they're interested in what they see. Like, are you single? Like, what's your deal?
I am single. Yeah, I'm single. Just moved to Nashville 6 months ago. Ready to mingle, ready to party. Ray knows.
I met up with K-Dog.
Where?
Dude, Broadway. Randomly twice.
Twice in the same day.
Well, one time, me and my wife really? Bounced down for a comedy show. Theo Vaughn one weekend. Saw him in the same day twice. Randomly. I would walk by a bar, see him. Hey, these guys are cool. Let's party. This is the dude, new guy at work. Then I'm leaving the comedy show. No idea where anybody was. My phone's dead. I walked by Kid Rock's, or they were at Rippy's. And I'm like, is that new guy Kevin again? And I go party with his family for 3 hours.
You were at the comedy show?
No, I didn't go.
Oh, okay.
So we saw him during the day, and then he left. We left, went and did our own thing for like 5-6 hours. We're standing in line to get into, I think, Honky Tonk or Kid Rock, something like that.
It might have been HTC. Good call.
And then, Ray, you see Ray just walking by himself down Broadway.
By himself.
Like, and we're like, Ray.
And Coach, that's when the wife goes to bed and you just kind of split and go downtown or what?
Oh, Coach, I had an entourage with me. No, yeah. We got a...
No, you were alone, Coach.
I was solo.
he was solo. He was happy to see us.
We wanted to do the comedy show, and the only way you're doing a comedy show, instead of paying for $50 Ubers each way, we just get a hotel room downtown. So she went back and was tired. And she goes, sometimes she gets tired early. So she just goes, hey, you just go to the comedy show. So I went to that solo and I was leaving it. But, and then 3 weeks later, I'm walking down the same street and I look up and see this jacked up truck. And guess what? It's new guy Kevin again.
So damn,
I jump in the truck with them. I'm all chilling with them. We go back to their hotel.
K-Dog, you moved from LA when?
In April.
Okay, and so when you first moved, did you ever come to Nashville? Like, did you know anyone here?
I came here last year. I visited last year. I know a bunch of people that live out here. My buddy, good buddy that I played high school football with, actually, he lives out here, got a house, and he's like, hey, if you want to move out here, I got an extra room. We got fully furnished, everything. Move in until you get on your feet, a little settled in, this and that. And I still live with him in my last month now. But, yeah, it's been an easy transition.
Has it been cool? Like,
oh, it's been awesome.
Yeah, just meeting people.
Awesome. Yeah.
It's a lot easier to meet not only chicks, but dudes and just people in general.
Yeah.
Whatever you are, I don't even care.
Coach, bisportual. Hey, we're bisportual, so we take anyone.
But it's easier to meet people here than L.A.
Oh, way easier.
And I'll hang up and listen.
The people here, they say the South, you know, everyone's nicer. Like, it's not a cliche. It's not a cliche.
No, they're nicer here than L.A.? Nicer. Well, people suck in L.A.
People suck. They're all fake. They're all – if somebody's nice to you in L.A., you're like,
what do you want from me?
Exactly. Yes. What do you want out of this? Where are we going?
Hey,
with
but
this?
Here's the thing too about people in LA. Like, they're always doing something more important than you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's always something going on. Hey, dude. Hey, what's up, man?
You can say
man?
That in every ass.
I haven't seen you in a while. How you been? Too busy, dude. Dude, we're working on something real big right now, dude. Real big. Well, what is it? I can't tell you, dude. It's freaking big, man.
Just wait on it. Wait on it. Wait on it.
And I'll say this about LA. I went out there once, maybe twice. Maybe I did a flight thing where I was just at the airport. But I went there to Hermosa Beach with the wife.
Nice.
Back then, she was the girlfriend.
Hell yeah.
We met up with South Beach. Billy met up. He had a different girlfriend at the time. He's now about to get married.
That's to another girl.
Small. Backstory.
Yeah.
But yeah, we go party it up in Hermosa Beach. And I will say this about bartenders in California. In Nashville, you know their face, you know their name. If you if you're a single guy, you know their body, okay?
What?
And I will say this, in L.A.
What are you talking about?
In L.A., I mean, dude, I don't think the bartender looked at me once, and she had been waiting on me for like an hour. It's just the coldest.
Yeah.
It for being 70 every day, degrees out, and they say it's sunny, it's the coldest place I've ever been. I'll hang up.
It's actually not warm, though. Like, that's one thing about California. Like, it's not warm. It's by the beach, but no one wants to go to the beach and take their shirt off because it's kind of cold.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the time of year. It'll get, like, August is hot.
It gets hot.
You'll get, like, your stretch of about a week or two straight where it can get up to 100 degrees every single day.
What is cool, though, is that you have the beach right there, and then you have the mountains, like, not too far away.
Yeah, I mean, because I grew up in Orange County, so I literally had, the beach was 25 minutes, the mountains, depending on where you wanted to go, like, you go to Big Bear, an hour and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
So you can, I literally had friends that would hit the mountains in the morning and the beach by night.
What about Palm Desert?
Yeah, Palm Desert's
it's a drive,
couple hours for me.
That's where the rich go, though, right?
No, not really. No.
I heard that
Coachella, bro.
I was gonna say, yeah.
Is that where that is?
Stagecoach,
well,
bro.
Yeah, Coachella and Stagecoach. Stagecoach is. You guys ever been?
No. I played it.
No.
Did you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Rage Idiots. We played it. I don't know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago.
I was probably there.
It was right after Coachella. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Funny thing about Stagecoach is that Coachella is the week before. Is that right?
2 weeks. Well, yeah. Back to back weekends.
Back to back weekends. And so basically, by the time Stagecoach happens, it's the same people working the festival.
Yeah.
The same exact people that put the stages up, our security, are managing the whole festival, are the same people doing Stagecoach. So they are exhausted by the time Stagecoach comes. They're like, they don't even want to see your face. They don't even want to talk to you.
Dude, the only show out west is Burning Man.
That's in the, like, Nevada, Coach.
I just can't believe I'd never heard of it. See, we've missed our window to go
where
to
is Burning Man.
It's in the desert,
it might
right?
be in the desert somewhere out there. I don't know exactly where that's
like
at.
Middle
I've had friends
of nowhere.
Go to that, but yeah, it's in the middle of nowhere. Maybe like Joshua Tree area or something
so
like
would
that.
You go to Coachella and then Stagecoach?
No, I've never been to Coachella. But I've been to Stagecoach 4 times, actually.
That's legit.
Dude. That's what made me fall in love with country music.
Really?
Honestly, yeah. I didn't
like
country music
at all. Is it only country
at
stage?
Yeah, Coach.
Yeah.
Is that why it's called Stagecoach?
Yeah, it's a country festival.
It's a party before. So, like, you have the RV area, which is this huge area just full of RVs. People staying there. Like, you know, Coachella, they have all the camping going on.
Totally, yeah.
But now,
yeah, I know.
Now they have the RVs, and it's just a party. And then you walk in, and you just got live music all
and you're
night.
You're there the whole weekend?
All weekend, yeah. And I have a buddy with a house out there.
Oh,
so
dude.
We don't have to pay for the RV. We don't have to stay in an RV. We got a house a couple miles down the street.
I mean, dude, tell me how many kills you got. You know what I'm saying?
Coach, you'd be amazed by the amount of golf courses out there.
Oh, yeah.
Everywhere you look, it's a different golf course.
You ever been down West End?
Well,
we got freaking McCabe.
You got McCabe. You got the Muni over here. Muni right there. Coach, these are the most beautiful golf courses. And you're in the desert, right? So everything's brown.
Yeah.
But the golf courses are like neon green. It's so freaking fresh.
They're prime.
That's the one thing, not to switch it up, that speaking of golf, that I don't think I can do in Vegas. I can do the strip clubs. I can do the casino when I'm ready. I can do the dance clubs. But I just don't think I can golf in Vegas.
Why?
Who the hell goes to Vegas to golf?
I've done it. It's amazing. You need a break sometimes, Coach, from that madness.
You need 6-hour break from the casinos and the strip.
Hey, when you lose
strip?
You lose a few hundo, you're like, get me out of here. Do something where I don't have to spend money.
You're right, Coach. I found my way into the flamingo and found out they have actual flamingos there because me and Bay were trying to lose the slots.
Hey, so you hung out with the flamingos?
I'm like, Bay, let's just walk through here. At least we won't lose money. And we start walking. We're like, oh, my gosh, there's actual flamingos in the Flamingo Hotel.
That's cool. Nice. Hey, okay, so Kevin, he was talking crap about, like, oh, this weekend, you know, we got baseball. And then he's a big Patriots fan, so
big
obviously.
Big Red Sox guy.
Hey, so the Pats are playing the Cowboys at home.
Yep.
So what do you think about that? I mean, you think you have a chance? I don't, obviously.
I always think we have a chance, especially against the Cowboys. Here's the thing with the Cowboys. You can agree or disagree as a fan. They could win 5 in a row, look like the hottest team in
the
NFL.
They haven't looked like this.
And then they'll just drop, I don't know, to somebody random, like not even somebody worse than the Patriots or something like that.
Here's the deal. The Cowboys have never looked like this, I mean, since 1995.
You think they look that good?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I think they're unstoppable.
Like, even with their prime years with the Dez and the Romo,
those weren't the prime years. Those were the terrible years because those were the years where they had, like, the season started with 2 wins and then they couldn't win another one for like 4 more games.
Dude, if you're comparing oatmeal and Dak and Dunk, to Emmitt Smith and Troy.
Aikman, yes, and Alvin Harper, and yes.
Shut your mouth right now.
No,
coach.
I'm telling you guys, I watched the Cowboys.
Until they win the playoffs, that is sacrilegious.
I have watched the Cowboys every single year since then.
So have we, coach. They're in every Super Bowl back in the day.
They have not looked like this since then, since the 90s.
Remember they went, well, I think they went, what, 14-2 back in 2000, I don't know, 10 or 11, something like that. The prime Romo and Dez Bryant days. And I thought they were really good then.
14-2? I don't remember.
And then they got dropped or bounced probably in the first or second round or something like that. Yeah.
Oh, was that the catch? Was that the Dez?
I think it was a Dez catch.
Did not catch it?
That might have been a Dez catch. Might which he did. He did catch it. I'll give you that.
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
Yes.
Don't worry. I'll come on here and say that. But he ain't catching nothing this week.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, man. I'm telling you, they look so freaking good. I've never been this excited to go into Sundays
really?
As a Cowboys fan. I don't want to get overly excited.
Yeah.
But what I see now is just a lot of hope to make the Super Bowl.
You're not, Kevin, like, I think you're talking 13-3 because I do not remember. I'm
yeah. Okay, then 13-3.
I don't remember that either.
Sorry, one game off.
I mean, you know. Coach, you're going to say they have a perfect season?
Yeah. 13-3.
Did I say 14-2? I meant 17-0.
But to call 13-3 Romo, Dez Bryant, their peak, their prime days, that's false.
What year was this? 2012, 11?
97? Oh. No, 2007.
Oh.
Was it that long
I bet
ago?
Their schedule is god-awful.
Jeez, maybe not. Anyways, do you feel confident going into Foxborough for the first time?
No, we haven't really seen him. We haven't really seen him go into a place like Foxborough where the fan base is like ugly.
Yeah,
ugly.
Well, and did we not just learn that the Patriots are a pretty decent football game?
No
team.
No, we didn't. It was raining, and
I'm not gonna lie, they looked awful against the Texans. Awful.
I mean, yeah, Coach.
They won, though.
They did win. I'll give them that.
I mean, the Texans could have won that stupid game, Coach.
What's the line? I haven't pulled up a line website.
It's
got to
be Dallas.
Cowboys 7.
Yeah. You think it's that much? I was going to say 4.5. I don't know about 7. You got to look it up, Ray. Eddie's all confident over here.
It's Cowboys minus 3.5.
3.5.
Okay, see, you're saying it like it's an easy bet.
No,
go ahead.
I'm saying, oh my gosh, I can't believe it's just that. It should be a touchdown.
Back the bank up, put it on the Pats, baby.
Okay. 3.5. 7,
I would have put it on the Pats.
Oh, yeah.
7, I would have.
Yeah. If it was in Dallas, it might be 7. Maybe not that much, but it'd be probably 6.
If you're a gambler,
you're not, Ray.
Seven,
you're not.
7 points is the most beautiful start to a game you'll ever see. You're just sitting there, you're drinking a beer, all of a sudden you're enjoying conversation with your wife. Life is good because you have that cushion of 7 points. The 3.5. It's a little, obviously, the whole game's going to be nerve-wracking, but 7 points, what a safety net. Oh, I can just chill until they do a deep bomb. But for the most part, in an NFL game, 7 points is a lot because sometimes your team, the underdog, will start out 7-0, and you're like, oh, my God. Yeah. I got 2 touchdowns. I'm going to go mow the yard.
I'll be back in the third quarter.
You come back, you're like, what the f*** happened? But that's the NFL. And I'll hang up and listen on that one, guys.
Shoot, that was college, too. That happened to me with Texas.
Oh, you can go mow the yard, Coach?
Coach, I was chilling.
Yeah.
I had a 6-game parlay, and they were the last one. I'm like, I got this.
Are
I hit every single one. I'm like, Texas, you got this, and they go blow it.
Coach, it's like Dodd. He was buying people drinks the whole first half into the third quarter. By the fourth quarter, he's asking me to Venmo him.
Coach, you're stupid.
Coach, he said it was a $200 swing. It'll
always
get you.
Look at this, Kevin. They got me. Texas plus 3.5. Didn't hit it.
Really? Oh, you're sitting pretty in that second quarter, too, huh?
I mean, you're still looking at the bet? 4
Coach,
days later,
wait,
you didn't
he still looks so depressed over here.
I'm
he's just
staring
he's
at it right now.
Head.
That was brutal, dude. When you bet $2 to win like 150 or something and it's about to hit, you're just like on top of the world.
Oh, dude, the Longhorn Nation owes you money because they took that money
out
of your wallet and your kids' college funds.
I agree. Okay, and now baseball. So what, you like your Sox?
Oh, yeah. Love the Sox right now. Sox are rolling. They're rolling. The Astros are going to be tough, really tough.
We always
play each other tough. And, you know, it's in Houston. Well, they got the home field advantage, so it's going to be even tougher. But I don't know, man. The Sox just caught their stride at the right time, beating the Yankees last week in the wild card, and they're feeling good about themselves right now.
I will tell you this. Your Sox are a damn good team. I played baseball my entire life. I know baseball teams. Yeah, I know pitching staffs. I know depth charts. And I know when a team gets hot. And I would say because the Sox had to play in the wild card and they had to win it, they are easily, by far and away, the hottest team right now. And I look at the futures, who's the favorite to win the World Series? Understandably so, it's the Astros. But after that, it then goes Giants, Dodgers, then the Sox, then the Braves. I just think maybe it's because the Sox have to play the Astros right now. But, dude, for a team that's as hot as they are, you can win five times your money. If you're in Vegas right now in the desert, you got to put it on the Sox for 5-1 odds, and I'll hang up and listen.
That's not – I mean, that's fair.
I mean, the Astros fair. Are two times your money, and they ain't got trash cans. You know what I'm saying?
The Red Sox are four times your money right now, four times.
Right, what did I say?
Five.
Okay, I was one off, Coach.
Well, so was Kevin, Coach, yeah, and you seriously. Raked his ass.
14-2, 13-3, you know, that huge difference.
I mean,
going
come on, Coach.
Did you say rake?
I'm sorry.
Thought you said something else.
Yes, rake.
Okay. Thank you. PG, right? Coach, I thought you said something like this.
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby.
The Julio.
Folks, that's what happens when you don't have your train of thought in your head before you open your mouth.
Ray, you watching a lot of baseball, dude, for real?
Yeah, especially sometimes when we get home from work, those games are on now at 2 in the
they
afternoon.
Are?
Yeah. Dude, I was able to watch the damn Stros game for 3 hours before I saw Bay.
Yeah. That's cool.
The Stros game ended at like 5 o'clock here yesterday.
Dude, she came in the door, had a couple beers open. The house was like 72 degrees. I had takeout sitting on the counter.
Four
She's
chicks.
Like, what the hell is it, Saturday?
Hey, the
wife beater.
The chick neighbor was in there.
The cat's nowhere to be found.
You're in my mail.
You were like couch guy?
Is that a Seinfelder?
No, TikTok.
Oh,
you guys don't, I don't, you have don't a TikTok. Know what that is? I don't have a TikTok.
I mean, I didn't know either till someone told
couch
me. But
guy.
Couch guy, he's the dude. So the girl's coming home from, she's visiting her boyfriend,
okay.
Surprising her boyfriend.
Oh,
she
no.
lives from out of town.
Oh, no.
And she comes in, opens the door, surprises him, and he's got like three chicks on the couch. And he's like, hey.
Oh, no.
And so the internet's just like, dude's totally cheating on you. Dude's totally cheating on you. Although, he may not. He could have just been in a party with people.
But also, how sucky is that? I mean, most times a dude's knocking me on the couch with three chicks at the moment his main squeeze rolls in.
He's at a get together though.
Oh,
so he could literally just be sitting on the couch where three other girls happen to be sitting.
Sounds like this is one of your friends that you're sticking up for over here.
No. It's just couch guy on TikTok.
Yeah, yeah,
and there's also like people zoom in. When she comes in, he puts his phone. Like, he slides his phone further away from him.
Yeah. All bad.
So everyone's like, oh, now, and what's he got on the phone? Like, what's he doing with the phone?
So he had three chicks on the couch, and he also has a smut site up on his phone.
Yeah.
I mean, he was looking at porn.
I don't know, Coach. Hey, did you see what they told you to? They told you easy on that laugh track.
Coach.
From Monday's podcast.
You listen to listeners, you become one.
Alonzo Gomez, Coach. I have to listen to him.
You're listening to people that have never had a podcast.
Coach, you just said anyone can have a podcast.
The funny, do we do stuff sometimes that isn't perfect? Yeah. But the funny thing is,
we're not perfect.
3 years ago, they told us we should have ended the podcast. I'm seeing the numbers. I don't know what a stock uptick looks like, but ours looks pretty much like that.
Do you want to tell them what happened?
So we have a massive announcement, you guys. Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, Coach. What else are we talking about?
We're about to go into this. Is this a deep tease or is this happening now? Because we're
now,
30 deep.
Let's just do it.
All right, so locally, something major happened in our lives and
for the
podcast.
The biggest thing in the world.
So, really? Kevin, you doesn't even know about it. It was supposed to be top secret. It's leaked now to the press. Most press won't pick it up, but it is on Twitter. We won something, and this audio you hear is us at a random location. I think this is the best way to explain it.
Yeah, you do. You're,
and
you're
told
doing a fantastic
us,
job.
At this random location we're going to tell you to go to, we're then going to tell you the award that you won. And it was all random. We didn't know. We had to, or we kind of knew. We had to fake like we didn't know.
And he's doing the Lunchbox voice because Lunchbox was there.
Oh, yes. We'll handle it all. So we fake like we didn't know, but we did know, but we do know. Thank you. I appreciate it. What's
the
name of this furniture place?
Fake something? Follow me, boys. Watch this.
My wife does it every night.
All right, you're going to play the audio, yeah. And then we'll leave everyone with this.
We tried to do the best audio possible. Eddie was at the helm.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, boys.
And I did some chopping to make it better because it was a live on-site audio clip. But
to
this
be
is,
fair, Coach, I took a five-minute tutorial the day before from Mike D. I had no idea what I was doing with this equipment.
But if you want to know the award we won.
And you guys got me on the edge of my seat over here.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to listen to the podcast because we're not going to play it again here. Ray's just going to put it in, right?
And yes, only listen to it once. Don't listen to the award twice.
Hey, but before you play the clip, I do want to say that I am completely, completely shocked by this. I mean, Sore Losers Nation came out of nowhere, and it's because of them that we got this thing. And I'm just, I mean, I cannot say enough things about our following and Sore Losers Nation and our people. I know if Lunchbox was here, he would say, like, we appreciate you. We love you. You do so much for us.
He would probably say this.
The Julio, welcome to Titans Up, baby. Tighten up. Welcome to Nashville, baby. How you doing?
So the audio clip is 10 to 15 minutes. We tried to make it decently entertaining. If it didn't make sense, just go on Twitter to see the award we won. But only listen to the clip once because it's not that entertaining.
Thanks, Coach. Way to sell it.
But we won a massive award.
Really, guys, if you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. It kind of sucks, actually.
Guys, the trades are going to pick it up. We thought this was the little show, and by God, we're making a stamp on American history and the podcasting union of America. And so,
it just says correct.
By God and by the Sore Losers Nation,
yes.
We accepted the award.
Yes.
Here is the clip of us getting awarded this.
And Sore Losers Nation.
..
We thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
..
By God.
We're recording.
Wow. Recording. Wow. Okay, look, guys.
I'm going to give you the lowdown. We're at a random warehouse.
No,
they're surprising us.
No. They said, listen, sales came to us and said, hey, you got to head out and you got to do the show live somewhere.
We're thinking,
oh, we're going to a recording studio. No, we're at the Head Springs Depot. It's like a furniture outlet.
Yeah.
It's in Franklin.
And tell you this, they got golf going. I've been told they have whiskey and beer. Boys, might be cutting it short
today. Where's
the
whiskey and beer? It's not here, Coach.
No, they put us in this bed.
Somebody hit a laugh track.
And they're like, hey, lay down in this bed. And so I am in the middle. It's like a lunch sandwich. You got Eddie on my right, Ray on my left.
This is a king. Closer. This is for sure a king-size bed. Usually with Baser, I like laying the other way to the point where my head would be that way and my feet would be up here. This is how
you lick her toes.
This is how I typically lay with Baser.
Why do you do that?
It's comfy. It's actually
no.
If you think
not.
About it.
You see the foot? Doesn't she kick you in the head?
Ergonomically correct.
Does she ever kick you? That's a good question.
No. We do all the time. That's marriage.
Hey, do you wake up in the middle of the night? You're like, what the?
Got a little toe in his eye. I got a question. What the hell does ergonomically correct mean?
Origami, dude.
It's people always say, hey, you need a chair that has good ergonomics. It's the same with beds.
It's like yoga ergonomi.
Never heard of that.
And look how ergonomic you are.
No, I'm right in the middle of the crack, man.
This is how I want to watch a game.
Hey, do you have a thang, or are you just happy to see us?
Oh, no, that's just, I don't know. That's just the way they.
Hey, you posted the baby's feet, and I put up next to it, I said, you should have put your dang for reference.
Hey, yeah. We can't talk about the baby.
And can I just tell you that Ray showed up with the most Jersey Shore sunglasses ever seen.
Hey, Pit Vipers, baby.
No, you look like Ronnie from Jersey Shore, dude. They are the biggest, most obnoxious glasses I've ever seen in my life.
And so people can know the way we showed up in this order. Ray got here, 20 minutes early?
Yeah, it was embarrassing.
He's sitting on one of the rocking chairs outside. Looks like he's been here for an hour. I roll up 10 minutes late, and then Lunchbox 15 minutes late.
Guys, let me tell you, it was tough getting out of the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's hard to get out of the house.
All the family.
And my dad decides, oh, I'm going to take the car and go to Walgreens real quick.
Dude, don't let him leave. Last time you did, he got lost.
That's what I'm saying. He was like, do you still have those directions written down on a post-it? And I'm like, no, I'll rewrite them.
He went to Walgreens?
He went to Walgreens.
Did you see the Julio?
No.
Welcome to that. Tighten up, baby.
Hit the clip.
Let me tell you, the Walgreens is literally 6 minutes from my house, okay?
It's like three turns.
He went to get thumbtacks and tape. He was gone for an hour and 26 minutes.
You guys torture someone? What's happening?
No, we're putting up Halloween decorations, man. You know, boo, spooky, spooky.
Hey, spooky says it.
It is spooky says it.
You sold any of those shirts?
I only had a shirt
that said
that.
We've sold some, but if we don't post about them, then they just lose interest and we don't
Good.
Sell any.
Don't buy it. Don't buy those. ShopSoreLosers.com. That's where you get them.
The problem is did you know we miss Coach Day?
Tweeted me that we missed Coach Day, and that's actually the biggest downfall of our entire podcasting year.
There's a National Coach Day?
Yes, and this is why we'll never go far in life. We missed Coach Day, the one day we could have sold all our Coach merch.
What? When was National Coach Day?
Last week. We had no idea.
Somebody goes, I had to wish you guys happy Coaches Day, and I was like, oh, my gosh. As a producer, that would be one of the best topics
of the year. We'll wait till next year, guys.
Okay, well, hey, we'll celebrate it a little bit late. Who was the best coach of your life? Like, which coach had the most influence over you?
Gandalf. That's a reference to The Big Show.
Hey, every day's a good day.
No. Do you not have a coach? I mean, I got no teeth, Keith.
Yeah, he's your coach.
Hey, kid, make sure you show up to the game 5 hours early.
You missed the episode.
Hey, you missed the episode, right? Don't you know that Keith is looking for Eddie in Vegas?
Apparently, Keith wants to kill me.
He said.
Because I say he's a pedophile. I never say that.
No. Our voice just does that because it kind of relates to the Family Guy thing.
Yes.
Where that one guy goes,
I got
to tell the There was a warning issued to Eddie that said, watch your back in Las Vegas.
I'm just stoked that he's going to Vegas. No and kid. Also, hey. So we're officially going to Vegas?
Yeah, and they're taking the van.
If they are, that's epic. So we were going to do just about a 5-minute episode. This might be about an hour.
Hey, we'll be here all day. I don't care. Coach, we're in bed.
But what, Eddie, do you have a coach that, like?
Coach Molina.
He touched you?
What?
No, like a coach that touched you.
No, he never touched me, but he was bad.
No, like he touched you. Oh, you, no, no.
There's some.
Someone yelling at me. Are you ready? Yeah, pictures. Oh, hi.
There are people here. We're on scene. This is a remote of sorts, so there are going to be people talking in the background. If you hear them as an audio producer, I'm sorry, but there will be some background chatter. There's something going to happen.
The best part is there's actually people shopping in this place. Like,
they're looking at us like, what?
There are literally people shopping for furniture. There's people trying the couches out, and they're like looking at this bed going, hey, is that for sale?
But dude, I'm waiting for a dude to come up here and be like, y'all mind moving so I can look at the bed?
So me and my wife can try this bed out?
Lay in the bed. Honey, lay in your usual position. Let me jump out in there.
He starts rubbing her butt.
Hey, that guy over there, you mind jumping in? Sometimes we have a friend sleepover.
No problem. I don't mind if I do.
Sometimes we like to switch it up a little bit with the neighbors in tow.
Guys, I got to tell you, do you guys know how the pineapple thing, if it's upside down, it means you're swingers?
I've heard that from somewhere.
Swear to God, you can't make this up. Baser had a pineapple in our spare bedroom. It was just a colorful, glittery pineapple, and it was sitting on the windowsill.
And it's been upside down?
It wasn't upside down, but there's times a cat will knock it over, so it kind of looks upside down.
It doesn't matter. Pineapple means you're ready.
How funny. And Bay goes, oh, my gosh, I have to just get this out of here. And she threw it on the floor.
Coach, is that why Billy and his chick come over all the time?
Dude, all this time I had no idea why people were coming to our crib.
That's why Amanda, the neighbor, started becoming friends with you guys. Like,
Amanda?
I don't know her name.
Cass and Ashley.
Yeah, dude, where'd you get Amanda from?
I don't know, just made it up out of my...
That's always been my fantasy name.
Making up names like Gibbles. And
no, I've had an Amanda before. Come on now.
Hey, let me tell you about my Coach Molina real
quick. Yeah, tell him about
it. He was a special teams coach for the football team, but I had him for history. The dude, we did nothing in history. We watched Rudy, all the Rockies.
Good teacher.
Coach, we watched every Hoosiers. We watched every sports movie ever because that's what he did.
That is the best. Those were the best teachers, were the coaches, because you knew they didn't give a crap.
He gave
like,
no crap.
Coach Tyrone Johnson, he was my
coach.
Geography teacher. No, geography, I think he was geography.
No.
He was the basketball coach and the cross-country coach. And for some reason, I had to make a water filter. Like, I don't even know what the hell I tried to do.
You created Bose?
No, no, no.
Really?
No, no, no. And so I put in
you
this.
You worked for Culligan, man?
No, no. So I made this one little contraption that's supposed to filter the water. And my water started out clean, ended up filthy-ass dirty. Like, because he just did not.
So you did reverse.
I did the reverse. Filter. Like, I will never forget that project being so bad.
You did the dirt ad osmosis.
or the right way osmosis.
Yeah, and I don't understand what we were. Maybe, I don't know if he was geography. I think he was geography.
Hey, they're going to look like they're looking for this bed. Tell them, guys, try this bed out.
Guys, this
hey,
is
you want to try this bed? Oh, yeah, this is a good. This is the winner. Hey, oh, yeah, we'll give you $5 off.
Oh, hell yeah.
Heck
man.
Yeah, man.
Let me bring my chick over there.
Yeah.
He just grabbed his chick closer to
him. Perfect for couples.
Yep. Make babies. This bed right here.
Come try it. There's no squeak to it.
I got to stay in it, though. We're live on.
Hey, neighbors won't hear you. Squeak free.
No squeak.
Squeak free.
If you're a sales company out there, guess what? Put us in your furniture store. We will sell
beds.
Hell yeah.
No, we'll sell
not
couches
too. Podcast, in person.
If I came to a boring fair, not this one, But usually,
yeah.
Warehouse.
I mean, Head Springs Depot is anything but boring. It is nothing but nice, nice furniture
guys,
here.
If I came here with Baser, I would be bored off my ass. But with us here, I think I would actually be into buying some furniture.
Right.
Like, hey, come on. You got to do it. Let's go.
Dude, and you're right. This place had golf over there. They got whiskey and beer. But
well, we keep talking about the whiskey and beer, but I'm yet to have any of it.
I mean, I've been told there was that, but I think they just say that to make you
No, it says fresh baked pie.
Yeah, they have fresh baked pies here?
That's what it says right there.
Or is that a sign? Okay, now.
Oh, is that one of those signs?
Is that one of those signs you put in your kitchen?
That's what it is.
I don't know. I'm not going to. Ray, I've never been to your house, but I'm gonna say that your house is this house.
Yes.
Your house is absolutely the house that I hate because when you walk in the kitchen, it has a sign that says
homemade.
Kitchen.
Or does it say homemade food?
Oh, home is where the heart is. that's the crappiest stuff in the world.
It's home sweet home, coach.
We're about to get kicked out.
Hey, we're about to get kicked out.
Uh-oh. What's going on here?
Guys, can
stand
we help
by.
You?
Stand by.
Hey, man, this is a good bed.
Stand by. Stand by. I'm going to give him a microphone.
No, he's going to come over here.
He's going to come over here.
Get on Eddie's
What's your name, sir?
Guys, today, and I don't think you guys really knew this was going down.
Well, then let's go.
It's Best of Nashville Day. And you guys actually won Best Podcast. It's a reader's poll, y'all.
Hey! What up?
How awesome is that?
Dude, that's real. So the Nashville scene, best of...
Out loud.
That's what he's doing, Ray.
I literally said, Nashville scene, best of Nashville...
Come on, dude, read it.
Jeez. Nashville scene, best of Nashville 2021, presented by something clinic...
Houston.
Orthopedics. Winner Readers Poll. Sore Losers has been chosen. Best podcast by Nashville Scene Readers. Sponsored by Head Springs Depot. Woo! Yeah! Now, guys, all right, listen. I've always dreamed about winning an award.
Yeah,
like, you know, you see those, like, the CMTs and the Emmys and the Oscars. And I've always wanted to get up there and be like, you know, I just want to say thank you to my mom and dad for believing in me and telling me
you're
not to go to college.
For the love of God.
go ahead.
And thank you to all of my teachers that said I would never amount to nothing. Dr. Evans that said, no, Dr. Evans, when I was finishing high school, he was my pre-cal teacher. Yeah. He's like, man, I'd really like to be a fly on your first college classroom. Well, how do you like me now, Dr. Evans? But I've got to be honest, he's probably dead. He was like 80 then.
Didn't graduate. So the
But he was like But he acted like I wasn't going to mount anything. And how many of these did he win? Nashville Scene Readers polls. How many did he do?
I would bet none.
Exactly. Yes. So what about that?
Someday, filming a podcast and winning an award.
Yeah, with four dudes, we're going to be in a bed together. But, like I won Prom King, right? And then I did not win.
30 years ago.
No, I didn't win Most Likely to be Famous. That went to McCad Brooks. Hey, McCad Brooks, how's Hollywood, buddy? Guess what? I just won this award. Did you win it? No.
Is he famous?
Yeah, he was just in. He was in Supergirl.
Well, there you go.
Desperate Housewives. He's in the latest Mortal Kombat movie. So he's done pretty good for himself.
Seth, thank you for giving this award to us. We're very happy to get it.
So, do you guys want to thank anybody?
I want to thank my mom. I want to thank all the readers of Nashville Scene.
Oh, good call. Sore Losers Nation.
Chris, Mo, Taylor,
Sore Losers
Perry Nation. Holcomb,
Packer Girl,
Jesus,
Ashley,
Sore Losers Chris in Vegas.
He just said that.
He gets a double take.
Okay.
But Chris, so Seth, I mean, I'm sorry. You said that you listened to a little bit of the podcast.
He had never heard of the podcast he said.
Yeah, what did you think of it?
I drove in listening to I think one of the recent episodes that was covering kind of the Urban Meyer scandal.
Showers with Dad.
And that junk was hilarious. I found myself literally laughing all alone in the truck listening to it on the drive-in. It was great. So you guys are awesome. I can't wait to listen to more of it.
If you want to go back and listen to an episode, I'm just going to tell you need to search Showers with Dad, and you're going to find out something about one of these guys on this bed. I'm going to point to him.
Ray.
That he did as a kid, and it's the most bizarre thing I've ever heard of. Let's just say he took showers with his dad until he was 15.
Seth, let me ask you this. Did you ever shower with your dad?
Not when I was 15.
Right. Did you ever comb your dad's hair when you were 15?
Not when I was 15.
Okay. Thank you to Nashville Scene, everybody, the voters.
Hey, here's the greatest thing. You know what? You can never take this away from us.
That's right.
Hold on. Here we go. One, two, three. Sore Losers!